Are you afraid? Afraid you'll get judged for the journey you take? Afraid you won't succeed in life if you look at things on a different perspective? Afraid that everything you work towards would eventually fade? That people might start thinking differently of you because you took a different path, a better path? But why? Why hold these meaningful yet disruptive thoughts in your mind? These problems don't only distract us from the important things, but they tend to mess with our minds, make us think differently of ourselves. But that's when we need to step up, think outside the box. Don't let anyone try and put you down, because it's only going to block the important things in life that will shape our future. Just remember, there was always a way to overcome your fear, to build yourself up, to achieve your goals and to succeed in life. In this speech, I will not only inspire you to be a better person, but I'll give you a few of my personal idols that grew up with nothing, but with a little hope, they managed to make it to the top. As you all know, we always have that one problem that stops us from reaching our goal. In this case, fear. When we are born with only two fears, falling off high objects and hearing loud noises. These two fears are incorporated in our human DNA. Other fears that we tend to have are often caused by a certain event or situation that has marked our mind and emotion to feel scared. So in other words, if we are not born with these fears, we can always overcome these problems and face them. As a child, I would always look up to people who spoke in public. I was a really shy girl that hated speaking to large amounts of groups, that would be ashamed to present my school speech, that hated people watch me talk about useless things that I guess didn't really mean anything to me. Only last year, I decided to overcome my fear and write a speech on bullying. Although I was so scared, I wanted to overcome this fear and achieve this goal. By doing that, I had to start speaking. So as I entered my school speeches, I had to go through a process. First, I had to get through my class speeches, which was a big step for me. After me getting up and presenting my speech, and finding out I got through, I started to build that confidence inside of me. I started believing in myself. Knowing that I had people that supported me made it much easier for me to connect with the audience. Just being able to express my feelings and to get the word out there made everything worth doing. My personal inspiration was Nelson Mandela. He fought for African American rights and freedom for his people. Although he had a hard life growing up and his dad died at the age of 12, he still managed to achieve his goal. Just being able to look up to him as a role model has really inspired me to do the things that I love and not letting anyone get in the way of that. And that's the word I want to get out to people who don't bother focusing on the future. That if you focus on the good in life and you stick to your goal, you'll eventually make it. Our future is only around the corner. And the more we just sit around watching the time go by, the more we're going to miss out on. So I strongly advise that we start focusing on what really matters in life and what we can achieve in a small amount of time, just by believing in ourselves, to start off small and build ourselves up, that practice makes perfect. I learned that courage wasn't the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. So next time you're sitting around depressed, saying to yourself you can't focus properly, just look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, don't be afraid to do something different. Thank you.
2016.